Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I did deliveries for my parents' restaurant when I was in high school. I had just turned 16 and gotten my driver's license, and my parents were always wanting to start offering delivery. I didn't want to be a waiter or work at the register, so driving sounded like a good option. When this happened, I had been doing deliveries for a few months, so I was pretty comfortable with it. It was a Thursday, around 8 p.m., and my dad gave me an order to deliver. I got in my car, which was actually my mom's SUV, then started the drive. Google Maps said the house was 25 minutes away. Our town was small, so 25 minutes away was actually pretty far. As I drove, I started to recognize the area as being on the edge of town, and I still had 10 minutes to go. I'd never been this far out in this direction before, so I was definitely paying attention and keeping my eyes open. I wasn't scared per se, but just felt uncomfortable. The only houses I was passing now were farmhouses, far from the main road. When the directions told me to turn, it was down a long, unpaved path going straight to one of these farmhouses. Now I was starting to get a little freaked. A farmhouse this far out at night was probably the last place I wanted to be, but I knew I was probably just spooking myself, and it was just a simple delivery. I drove down to the end of the path, which ended and just became a small grass field in front of the house. It wasn't clear whether or not to drive on the grass, so I just parked the car there and got out. It was eerily quiet. All I could hear were my footsteps on the grass as I walked up to the house. The porch light was on, but no other lights were on inside the house. I was looking over my shoulders constantly and walked quickly. The longer I was out there, the more uncomfortable I was. Just before I reached the porch, I heard something. It sounded like it was coming from the backyard behind the farmhouse, but it was loud, like a wooden door opening. I stepped onto the porch and dropped the bag on the doorstep, then rang the doorbell and started rushing back to the car. I was regretting how far I parked and wished I just drove on the grass. And as I listened to the only sound of my footsteps under me, I started to hear more footsteps running behind me in my direction. I turned around and saw 3 men sprinting at me through the grass. I tried to run back to my car, but in seconds I was tackled to the ground. One of them held me down while another started taking everything from my pockets. I was yelling and screaming for help, but I knew nobody could hear me. It all happened really fast, and once they looted my pockets, one of the men kicked me in the stomach, and they all ran and got in the car, turning around and driving away. I got up and just watched the headlights disappear on the long empty road. I had no phone and no way to get back. I didn't know what else to do than just start walking toward the road. When I reached the road, I started walking down the way I came. I had no way of telling time, but I think I was walking for 30 to 40 minutes before a patrol car pulled up in front of me. My parents had called for them to check on me because I wasn't responding. To sum it up, the cops found a small barn behind the farmhouse with another restaurant delivery bag inside it. They think they tried to do the same thing to someone before me, but probably missed their chance or chickened out for some reason, because there were no other reports. The actual owners of the farmhouse were out of town, so they had no involvement. My phone was able to be tracked, though, and was found thrown in a field off the side of the road, not too far away. The stolen car, however, took 3 weeks to be located. It was found nearly 400 miles away and had been almost entirely emptied. This was almost a year ago now, and those three men that attacked me still have yet to be identified. My name is Tommy, and I started doing Uber Eats last year after I lost my part-time retail job. I'd seen their ads everywhere about how the job was so relaxing and easy money, and some of my friends were curious about the gig too. So, I took one for the team to figure out if all the hype was true. It wasn't. Driving around on a time crunch made the gig really stressful, and sometimes it would be for just a couple bucks. I was only a teenager, and my only bills I had to pay were my car payment and car insurance, so making a ton of money wasn't necessary. But it did feel like I was getting ripped off for the amount of time and work it was. I pushed aside getting a different job because I was lazy, but after this happened, I quit right away. I picked up an order from a Chinese place and was heading to the customer's address. I don't remember it being a large order or anything. I think it was just a normal small order with a small payout. On the way to their address, I got a text in the Uber Eats app. It was my customer, asking where I was. Then another text came in, telling me to hurry up. I was driving, so I couldn't respond, but I was just confused and honestly a little annoyed. I'd just picked up the order a couple minutes prior, so it wasn't like I was running late or anything. I shrugged it off and thought it was just a mistake on their part. The address wasn't far, only about 10 minutes. It was in the less well-off neighborhood in my town, though, with pretty old and small houses. It's actually funny, though, because the customers in smaller, cheaper houses usually tipped more than the rich people. Anyway, I pulled up next to their driveway and got out of my car, holding their bag of food. What caught my attention as I walked up their driveway was that the house had all of its lights off. It wasn't the most scary thing in the world, but it was something I took note of. When I got up to the front door, I knocked quickly and took my phone out to take the picture of it on the porch. But just as I snapped the photo,
"Hey!"
a man yelled from my left, standing by the corner of the house. I jumped, then awkwardly said hi. He started walking toward me, taking a key out of his pocket.
"I don't know what took you so fucking long."
Walked right in front of me and held the single key up and unlocked the front door. His attitude had me in disbelief. I didn't know what to do or say, so I just stood there like an idiot.
"Come here. I need your help since you took your time driving. It'll be quick."
He waited by the door, holding it open.
No, I'm okay. I should really get back to work."
The man looked angry and took a step toward me, reaching out like he was trying to grab me. I jolted my shoulder back to avoid his hand, then backed up and walked away from the porch, and just as I got to the driveway, bright headlights flashed over me. The man by the door ran outside and around the house, leaving the front door open as the car pulled up the driveway. It turned out to be the homeowners, returning from dinner. The man I met at the door didn't live there, and the homeowners had no idea who he was or how he had gotten a key to their house. We called the police and explained the situation to them. Knowing everything now, though, it made more sense why the man wanted me to rush to the house. He probably knew that the homeowners could be back at any minute, and he wanted to have enough time to do whatever it was he was going to do to me before they got back. I still don't have any answers for what happened that night, or what was going to happen, and I don't think I ever will, but I have stopped doing deliveries. I was a delivery driver for Pizza Hut during college. A bunch of my buddies from school also worked there, so it was laid back and sometimes even fun. It would get really busy with deliveries up until 7 to 8 o'clock, then it would have a sudden drop off in orders. Our place accepted delivery orders until 11, then would only accept pickup orders until 12. It was a Saturday night, so it was busier than most other days, but after 9:30, there were no more orders. We had someone pick up an order around 10:15, but we had nothing else until 10:50, when the phone started ringing.
Hello, this is Pizza Hut.
I waited for a second. I could hear light breathing on the other side, but they weren't responding.
Hello?
Finally, a woman started speaking. She was talking quietly and had a shaky voice. She asked for a small pepperoni pizza to be delivered to her address. I said okay, and just before I hung up, something in me made me ask if she was okay. There was just something off about the way she was talking. She said she was just fine and hung up. I sent the order through, and 15 minutes later I got on the road. The house was a couple blocks away, and there were no other cars out, so I got there in just a few minutes. As I drove up their driveway and parked, I saw a heavy light coming from around the garage where the front door was. I got the pizza and the receipt ready, and as I looked back, I saw the light constantly going in and out, like someone was walking in front of it. I rounded the garage and realized the light was coming from inside the house, shining out the open front door. I stepped onto the porch, and before I even reached the door, I heard footsteps rushing down some stairs inside. Then a man came into the doorway. He was a tall, heavy-set, bald man, but what was really weird was that he was completely out of breath. He was taking big, exhausted breaths and had sweat dripping from his head. Sure, he could have just been working out, but the expression on his face just made it all the more unnerving. He looked angry and frustrated, like he didn't want me to be there. I don't think I've ever seen someone that unhappy that their pizza arrived. I asked him if the order was correct, since he obviously wasn't the one who placed it, which then made me think back to the woman on the phone. Putting everything together made for an uncomfortable possible scenario in my head. I said the total and handed the man the receipt.
"Hold on, I need my wallet,"
he said, walking down the hall toward what I assume was the kitchen. As I waited for a moment, I heard a quiet sound coming from inside the house upstairs. It was a dull thump, like someone was hitting the wall. I heard it again, louder this time, and seconds later, the man came rushing down the hallway, grabbing the box from my hands and throwing cash at me, then slammed the door in my face. I stood there in shock for a second, hearing the man's footsteps rushing upstairs. I couldn't hear much else, so I walked back to my car while processing everything. Once I got out of their driveway, I drove a minute down the road, then pulled over. I decided it best to call the police and just give them all the information I had and ask them to just do a checkup to make sure it was all okay. When I got back to Pizza Hut, I told my friends about the unusual situation. They thought it was odd too, but none of them seemed worried about it. The rest of my shift went by fast, and I got home at 12:15. Not long after, I got a call. It was an officer that did a wellness check on the woman that I said was at the house. Only, he said there was no woman at all. He described the man, but he was allowed inside the home and never saw anyone else. The man said he lived alone and had no idea what woman I was talking about. I know what I heard though. Someone else was in that house, and it was definitely a woman that called to place the order. The fact that the man was lying about things that I was 100% sure about made me really uneasy. The cop told me that there wasn't much else to be done unless something else came up. It's been a long time since this all happened, but I still think back to it. I could be blowing it all out of proportion, but there's a big part of me that doesn't think so.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.